It's 12:40, a bit of a change-up for the Washington Nationals. The team's bid to hire former Padres manager and 2010's Manager of the Year Bud Black didn't pan out. Now the Nats have announced they've hired Dusty Baker to be the team's new skipper. Joining us live is Washington Post sports columnist Tom Boswell. Tom, apparently Bud Black was a little put off by the team's offer, but the Nats really have a history of smaller contracts for managers.
It seems that the issue here is the Lerner family's ability to learn the ways of the baseball industry. And you would think after 10 years that they would have gotten up to speed, but they sort of... It seems to take years to drag them to each next stage of development as owners. They've certainly made progress, but one of the areas that they are just way behind in is what Boston Red Sox fans used to say for decades, that the Red Sox always wanted to buy a cheap help. They would always get the least expensive manager available, and the Lerners have gotten away with lowballing a succession of managers, always for specific reasons. Manny Acta, it was his first job, so, you know, delighted to get it. Jim Riggleman, back in his hometown, took the job on an interim basis, so they got him low. Davey Johnson was delighted to get back in the game after 10 years away as a manager. After he finally won the division, they moved him up from the $600,000 Riggleman level to a $4 million contract for 1 year. But that was the only time they ever spent any significant money. And Matt Williams was a first-time manager. They got him cheaply. They need to stop thinking that you can get established people for the prices of unestablished people. And so when they offered Bud Black $1.6 million for 1 year, which gives him no clout in the dugout, which gives him, you know, no muscle against players who are going to be there for many years, and they do it in the same week that Don Mattingly, great guy, but a very similar managing commodity, gets $10 million for 4 years in Miami. It just shows how out of touch with the reality the Lerners are when it comes to hiring managers.
Got to ask you, Tom, you know, Dusty Baker, obviously a veteran manager, brings a winning resume to the Nats, but at age 66, is he really a long-term solution for the team?
No. Bud Black was 58, and that's most baseball managers are somewhere in their 50s, though there are plenty that are in their 60s. Mm-hmm. But when you hire a manager, you're hoping for somebody that might have a 5 to 10 year run. Black might have had that, and that may have been one of the things that was working to his benefit. I would say that Bud and Dusty, they were the two front runners for quite a while. I've been at the baseball playoffs and then at the World Series for a couple of weeks, and the general consensus was that the Nats were pretty lucky to have two such solid finalists. Not wonderful, not Hall of Fame managers, not people you couldn't pick fault with, but that they actually, the cupboard wasn't bare for established, proven managers. And if the Nats had gone to Dusty Baker first and he'd been their first choice, then people would have seen the good things in Dusty. His career winning percentage is .540, which is really good in baseball. He's had a dozen teams that won from 88 to 100 games, and they would focus less on his flaws. He has not taken teams as far in the playoffs and the postseason as talent sometimes seemed like he ought to have. He got one team to a World Series, but lost the last two games of the series. So anyway, because of the way this has been handled, it puts Dusty in the worst possible light because he looks like a second choice, and he is. And as soon as you have that second place look, everybody's going to start the discussion from, well, how good can he be if he wasn't the first choice? And that's not fair to Dusty.
And, you know, at a time when so many teams rely so heavily on numbers and analytics and sabermetrics, when you hear that Dusty Baker is old school, it's hard to know if it's a compliment or not, because he's just as likely to dismiss some of those numbers.
Yes, that's his reputation. Managers, it's pretty easy to change when the complexity of this isn't rocket science. It's as simple as saying, well, we're not going to steal as many bases as we used to steal, or we value players who have who walk a lot. You get together in a room with your scouts, your front office people, your analytics people. Managers can change how they do things, so Dusty can probably adapt a little bit on that front. I'd be more concerned about some of the decisions he's made under the heat of the moment in postseason playoff. I won't bore you with the details of why he pulled Kerry Wood in which inning 12 years ago. I think he runs a really good room, and the locker room with the Nats has lost some of its energy in the last 2 years because Matt Williams didn't bring much energy. He wasn't a very good people person, and a really warm, connected locker room that came together under Davey Johnson sort of gradually by the middle of this year had lost some of that togetherness and no sense of inspiration. Now, Dusty will be really good at that. This is a guy whose parents sent him to the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. He became a lifelong rock and roll fan, not just rock and roll, every kind of music from rap to country. Mm. He has been close personal buddies with everybody from Jimi Hendrix to Carlos Santana. He is so cool that it's just ridiculous. And players love him.
Yeah, we like him better already. Yeah. Just talking to you.
And stars love him. I mean, and he has been able to get along. I have to monitor what terms I use. He has managed some of the biggest superstar jerks in the history of baseball and has managed to get production out of them and not blow the team up, including Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa. So he can certainly get along with Bryce Harper. That won't be a problem. But you know, Dusty's had some health issues. He's not a long-term solution. Mm-hmm. He hasn't taken teams as far as many people thought that he should have taken them. And he has had some really valuable pitchers have serious arm injuries while he was there, maybe because he overused them. But as standards for how much you use a pitcher change, Dusty, Mike Rizzo, the general manager, can say to Dusty, hey, this is how we're handling this pitcher. This is how we're handling Lucas Giolito when we bring him up. This is how we're handling Joe Ross. And managers take orders these days more than they used to. So there'll be problems with Dusty, some that can be changed like his love or not for analytics, and some that go to the bone of how he makes decisions in games, and that could be a problem.
All right, Tom, we got to end it there. Great stuff. We thank you so much for coming on with us this afternoon.
Delighted.
Washington Post sports columnist Tom Boswell.